Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonia Call around the globe. Praise the Lord, we're coming to you. I'm Sister Joanna and my husband, Brother Clint, coming to you from the United States of America. Praise God, and in the state of Ohio. And tonight's broadcast is about the God of love. Praise the Lord. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise the Lord. Let's start this broadcast out right now with prayer. We're going to open up, praise God, and we just want the Lord to have His way. Lord God, in
Heavenly
the name
Father,
of Jesus,
we
dear
come
Lord,
to you,
we
Father,
praise
this
you. We
night,
thank you,
Father,
God,
we
for this
you God
here
to move
ministry
and
tonight,
Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
We thank you, dear God, for this
tonight,
service,
Father.
Lord. Touch the souls,
touch
dear
hearts,
Jesus.
Lord.
Deliver
those
who are
oppressed.
For your name's sake, dear God, we ask that you
Father,
in your
family,
dear God.
Father,
in
your service tonight, let your anointing be upon your
ministry,
upon your handmaid, Father, tonight.
Praise you for being God. We will lift you up and to magnify your name, God.
Anoint, dear God, let your word
save
go forth,
souls,
dear Lord.
Father, we praise
let it
touch your spirit,
the heart,
Lord,
dear God, of them
to touch
dear
them
God,
that are out there tonight,
in the name
Father,
of Jesus,
your word will not return into you void, God.
Praise you for doing it.
Praising you. Amen.
Praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to tell you today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. And here is Sister Rachel. She's going to come to you with her scripture, and she's our 10-year-old daughter. We're just really proud of her.
James 5, verses 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Praise God. Brother John, Amen. Sister Robin, could you hear her?
I could.
Okay, good. I didn't know if she was loud enough. Praise the Lord. So tonight's broadcast again is the God of Love, and we've got two callers here. Brother John, you want to go ahead and obey the Lord, brother. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Praise the Lord.
God is dealing me out of 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 1. Starts out, says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that it loveth is born of God and knoweth God. You know, the word beloved there is talking about those that are the beloved of God. Amen. In other words, those that are loved by God. He said, let us love one another, for love is of God. He's talking about the love there, but also in the second part there where it says, for love is of God, that's there's basically three words there in the Greek, akapeo, and then agape, which is means a love feast. There's a feasting of love. So when it's talking about the love of God, it's actually it's like the Feast of the Tabernacles and the Feast of Pentecost. It's a feasting, amen, as you're sitting down or abiding. It's just a pouring out of his love. It's a feasting, sitting down to a feast of love from God. And so we're sitting down here and it says, for love is of God, or the love feast is of God. And that everyone that that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So as God's love begins to come out, and then that brings a birth, amen, a birth and a knowledge of the Word of God and a knowledge of love, amen. When you're born of God, you overcome the world. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so as we realize, amen, that as love is brought forth, amen, this agape love, this love feast, it only comes from God, Him, the one true and living God. And this, and when you come there, you come to a knowledge of God. The Bible says in 1 John 5:1, says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. So when you come to a belief, when you come to a faith, amen, that Jesus is that Christ, you know, Peter had that revelation, amen, in the book of Matthew. Amen, when they had declared, amen, many had seen the miracles and many had seen the wonders that the Lord Jesus Christ had come. John the Baptist, amen, had already been beheaded. And amen, they saw the mighty works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen, they asked, the declaration was asked, who do men say that I am? And some said he was Jeremiah, and some said he was another prophet, Elias. And he said, but whom do you say that I am? And Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. That was a revelation that Jesus was the Messiah. He was the anointed one, and it came only by the Father. There was a revelation that the Father was revealing the Son because of that love, because this whole thing that Jesus did was of God and was of the God of love, because everything that Jesus did was motivated by the love that God had and the love that the Son had. He said that everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. In other words, as the Father begat his one and only Son, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will love the Father and the Son, and you not only will love them, but you will know them. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You know, God is the very essence of love, and God is the very love feast. In other words, God is just a feasting of love, a pouring out of love. If you've ever seen love, amen, and love would be God, amen. If love was a picture, it would be a picture of God, amen, Lord, living before us, living in us. And so, but these that do not know God or do not know love do not know God. And so there's a knowledge, amen, that they have no knowledge. They have a knowledge of error, amen, a knowledge of flesh. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, amen, because that God sent only his only begotten Son unto the world that we might live through him. We have a possibility, and we have an opportunity tonight to live through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the manifestation of love right there. The way that we sing love, amen, is we've seen Jesus. Amen. Tonight, if you've seen Jesus, if Jesus is living on the inside of you, you've seen the purest of love that there can ever be. The Bible says this was the manifestation. This is how we see it. This is the revelation or the vision, amen, that comes before us, is that the Lord Jesus Christ was given to us. You know, the apostles, amen, in John chapter 1, beheld the glory of God, and they said, we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. They beheld the very grace of God, they beheld the very truth of God, and they beheld the very love of God. And tonight, church, we need to behold the love of God The way we can behold and be made manifest is to see the Lord Jesus Christ, have that revelation, have that vision. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. And tonight, you can have a vision, you can have a revelation, and the love of God can dwell on the inside of you. Verse 10 says, herein is love, not that we love God. Herein is the agape love. It's not that we love God the love feast, agape, is manifested, but that he loved us, amen, as the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, or God the Father loved us, sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In other words, he was the atonement, amen. When we needed atonement, when we needed to be reconciled back to the Father, the Lord Jesus, or God the Father, sent his only begotten Son. When they come there, he became our atonement. He became our sacrifice. He became our replacement, amen. Hallelujah. He took our place, amen. This whole thing at Golgotha, this whole place, amen, this whole thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did in Calvary, it was a love feast, amen. He done everything he did. He used to sing a song, the love grew where the blood fell. And tonight, amen, truly the love has grown where the blood of Christ, amen, has come upon your life. He said, beloved, if God so loved us, we all also to love one another. Amen. If God can love us, well, we were yet unlovable, unconditional. You know, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. At the very time that we would have been unlovable, at the very time when we couldn't literally stand one another. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, all righteous as filthy rags in the book of Isaiah. And this is what we had. This is what we presented. We presented him to sin. We presented filthy rags. We presented uncleanliness, amen. We were, like Isaiah, we were men of unclean lips and undone tonight, amen. But Jesus Christ and the Lord God, amen, Almighty, amen, purged us and cleansed us. They begin to speak the word unto us and clean us up, amen, and make us righteous, amen. The Bible says, no man has seen God, verse 12, at any time. We love one another. God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. If we love one another, there's God living on the inside of us. He's dwelling with us. He's made us his house, amen, and his love is perfected in us. It's complete. It's this church tonight, we need that complete love. We need that perfected love, and it only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hereby know we that we are, that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he had given us of his Spirit. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, amen, amen, he began to declare, amen. He said, if you being the evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your heavenly Father, amen, give of the Holy Ghost to them to ask? You know, tonight as he was speaking, amen, in the book of Matthew, he said, if your son, and you being evil, ask for a fish, will you give him a stone? Or ask for other things, will you give him a serpent? You know, tonight, amen, we know how to give good gifts, amen, but God will give us the good things which of his Spirit tonight, if you ask, amen, and that love of God will come in and dwell and abide in you, and it will be a comforter to you. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He was the deliverer, amen, he's a preserver of life, amen, and so we have a testimony, amen. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, amen, and the word of our testimony. In Revelation chapter 12, when the slanderer, the accuser, amen, Satan, began to falsely accuse, amen. He accused the brethren. He accused the beloved, amen, as they had come and the love of God was dwelling in them, and they were believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. They overcome by that blood of the Lamb, amen, that was shed. That blood was shed for you. It was a love, amen. The scripture teaches in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus Christ laid down his life for each and every one. Everyone that's in the world, everyone that has ever will be born and ever has been born, amen. That God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as an act of love, amen, laid down his life so that we can live and have life and that more abundantly. In John chapter 10, the Bible says, verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. This is how we, men, as we confess, the Bible says, amen, that Jesus is the Son of God. We make that declaration. Tonight, church, we can only make that declaration by the Holy Ghost. No man can call Jesus Lord, but what Scripture teaches in Corinthians, except by the Holy Ghost. Tonight, it's the Holy Ghost amen, which is the spirit of love, amen, the spirit of truth, dwells and lives on the inside of us, amen. We no longer walk in the spirit of error, amen, but we walk in that spirit of love and truth, amen, and we're sanctified by that, and that we know that Jesus dwells in us, and God dwells in us, and He in God, amen. So there's a dwelling, there's a God living inside of you, and you living in the very presence of God. And we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love. That's it. That's simple. That's what we're speaking about tonight. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. This agape love, it's a love feast. The Bible says in Psalms 23, he said, thou preparest the table in the presence of thy enemy. This is the only, amen. Christianity is the only one that tells and declares for you to love your enemy. When your enemy thirsts, you are to give them drink. When your enemy hungers, you are to feed them. When your enemy has need of anything, you are to supply that need. Amen. So that you can, amen, gain them as a friend. Amen. Gain them, amen, as a brother. Gain them and let them be beloved. The Bible says, no, be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And so doing, I shall heap coals of fire upon their heads. This is an evil world today, church. This is an evil world. It's a world that is lacking in love. The Bible says in the latter days that many shall wax cold because sin abounds. Sin is abounding. Sin is having revival. But I praise the Lord, amen, that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. That the God of love, that God is love, and dwelling down on the inside of you, we have an opportunity to choose that love to live in there. It says, herein is our love made perfect. In other words, you want to make agape love, a feasting of love when you're sitting down. When you're sitting down in the presence of your enemy, it's just a love feast. When you're sitting at the Lord's table, he's breaking the bread of life. Amen. He's giving you that from the blood from the vine. Amen. And as you drink, amen, it will give you life. Amen. As you have communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. That's your heart's door. He said, if a man will hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. The Lord Jesus Christ sits down. When we open our heart's doors, he begins to knock and he begins to call. Church, will you open your hearts at all today to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ as he calls you by name? He knows you. Oh, he knew Jeremiah when he was in his mother's womb. He said, I've called you and chosen you and ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Amen. Amen. And God knows you in the womb. God knows you from your beginning to the ending. He knows all about you. He knows what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. But tonight, church, there's a love. Amen. There's a love that comes from God. And here it is, it perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. When we come to the place, amen, and the last judgment is speaking about, amen, talks about it in Jude, amen, Jude 12 and Jude 15, talks about, amen, that there would be the spots in the charity, your feast of charity. That's love. That's great love. The scriptures teach us in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, abide in these, faith, hope, and charity, and the grace of these is charity. There's a feast of charity. That's the love feast. That's agape. Church, tonight we have a whole life of feasting in God's love and God's love dwelling and living in us. Therefore, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear hath torment. It will bring you to imprisonment. It will bring you to a damnation. Amen. Fear will. Amen. Because that is the torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Tonight, church, if you have fear in any way, except for the fear of God. Hallelujah. And that's a reverence. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not made perfect. But tonight, Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy, declaring the faith of, amen, of generations, amen, of his family. And he believes, he says, God did not give you a spirit of fear, Timothy, but the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. That's what God is giving you. He's giving you that spirit of love. He's giving you that spirit of power, that miraculous power, and he's giving you that spirit of a sound mind, church, tonight, amen. And it's all wrapped up, amen, in a love package tonight, in a love bundle, and it comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. We love him because he first loved us. That is the reason. That is our motivation tonight. God loved us when we were unlovable. God loved us when we were... Look at conditions when we unconditionally, amen, and he sent his only begotten. If a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. Church, tonight we cannot declare, amen, that we love God and yet hate our brother. We can't put conditions on and one and draw back and, oh, I love the Lord, I love the Lord Jesus Christ, or I love God the Father, but yet, you know, I don't care for this brother. Oh, this cannot be. The Bible says in James, amen, that a fountain should not bring forth bitter and sweet at the same time. The source is love. The source is one source, amen. Can't be a good tree and a bad tree at the same time. A good tree will bring forth good fruit, and a bad tree will bring forth corrupt and bad fruit. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? There's no way that you can love God and hate your brother. This is not, amen. If you have hatred of any kind tonight, amen. The world will, amen, will hate you because you're not of the world. The world will hate believers. But tonight, as they're coming forth all across this world, men are rising up against other men and other nations rising against nations because of the hatred. But tonight, church, we are born and dwelling in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the commandment that we have from him, this is the commandment that we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Here's the commandment. Here's the prescription tonight. It's simply this. Love God, love your brother, love all, love your enemy. There's a simple message tonight. This is the God of love, and that's all he does. He doesn't hate. Amen. It doesn't matter, and it's come. Church tonight, those of you, maybe you don't know him, will you come to his love? Will you come to his love? Greatest love, amen, that he did. He laid down his life that he could pick it up. At the end of the third day, love rose up, and love went for those 3 days, amen, went to the pits of hell, went to the pit, and brought captivity captive. Every man, hallelujah, as he brought them up, and he gave gifts unto the church, the Bible says in Ephesians. Tonight, church, will you receive his love? Will you receive God's love? Will you let God's love live in you and dwell in you? That's what he wants for you tonight. And that love is the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you receive his son and confess that he's your Savior, he's your Lord, he's your healer, he's your ruler tonight? It's a simple message of the gospel tonight. God is love. Will you receive the love feast? Will you sit down? And all we've got to do, church, we have the rest of our lives to sit down in the love feast. At the Feast of Love. And that's all that is there, is the love of God. Will you receive it tonight? Sit down and eat with your master and receive the love. Go ahead, brother and sister.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. That appreciate you and the word that you shared with us. And just appreciate the help that you've done, that you've given us all these almost 2 years now. We really, surely, truly appreciate you and all the callers. We appreciate all of you. And right now we're going to come to you with this song. We're going to, if you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And the subject tonight is the God of love. Praise the Lord. We're going to come to you with this song and just hope it blesses you. Praise God.
Seeking to rise.
Praise God. That's a beautiful song, and just love that song. And that's what the subject is about tonight, the God of love. Praise God. And that's exactly what he did on the tree of Calvary. Praise the Lord. He laid down his life that this whole world, he loved this whole world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Praise the Lord. And whosoever believeth on him should not perish, praise God, but have everlasting life, praise the Lord. Tonight's subject, again, it is the God of love. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862, and I pray that we say something tonight that will encourage your heart, praise the Lord, that will stir up your soul, and get you fired up for the Lord. Praise God. We are definitely in the last days. Hallelujah. And Sister Robin, sis, you go ahead and obey God. Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Green, sometimes things need to be said again. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to come on this broadcast. And I'm so grateful for the things that I'm learning. And I just want to thank God and to praise him tonight. But I'm on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I just want to say that God loved the world so much that he sent his Son to die on that cross at Calvary for our sins. It's not God's will that any man should perish. But through him and through his death and through his life, we can live a life that's godly unto God. And I just want to praise God tonight for Jesus Christ. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Amen. Praise God. I love when the word goes out, the Bible says it would not return void. Praise the Lord. And you know, it's so good, Sister Robin, to know that, to have that good, that love down in our heart. Praise the Lord, to know what he done for us. And that was really good. And that's exactly what the Lord gave to me about how he loved the world, that he would do that, that he would make himself lower than the angels. Praise God. But then again, he says it, he think it not robbery to be equal with God. Praise the Lord. Talking about Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, on his father's side, his name was Jesus, but on his mother's side, he was Jesus, and on his father's side, he's Emmanuel. Praise God, meaning God with us, is with us. Praise the Lord, and he is with us always. When we read our Bible, praise the Lord, that is the only author of any book, praise God, that the Bible, when we read the King James Version, the author is present, always with us. Praise the Lord. God is so good, so merciful. Hallelujah. I feel like playing this here song, again, another song real quick. And I'm looking for it real fast. Praise the Lord. Here it is. I hope this blesses you. It sure blesses us every time we hear him sing it.
I've been many great places, many new
Lord. That's Brother Timothy Dockery, and we just appreciate him so much and his ministry. Praise God. And, you know, that just like that song says, we're telling the story over and over again. Hallelujah. One time my husband preached a sermon, and it was about how God didn't just save you so you can go to heaven, but he saved you so you can tell the story over and over again about Jesus so that others can make it also. Praise the Lord. The only way you're going to get there is through Jesus. There's only one way to heaven, to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He is God of love. Praise the Lord. If you want to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Maybe you have a prayer request or a testimony. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. And I see Brother Yearwood's with us tonight. Brother Yearwood, come in and obey God, brother. Good to have you.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come on here tonight. We didn't think we were going to be able to make it, but we wasn't able to go up there to where we was planning on going. So just need to remember that family there tonight and that lost her mother there. And she's a dear friend of ours. We've known her for many years. Well, I've known her ever since I was about 8 years old. So she's going to be greatly missed, but she's in heaven tonight, shouting the praises with her husband. And so he went on about 10 years ago at age of 90, and then she, Lord let her stay around until she was 90, so he took her. So we just praise God for having them in our life. So tonight I want to say that we want to start here in John, the 15th chapter, in verse 9, go through 17 there. It says, "As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." You know, praise God. I just think a lot of times about this. You know, there in verse 9 it said that as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. You know, so many times today we look around and we see church people that don't continue in the love. They're always, some of them got anger, some of them's haters and all that, but God's is love. And you know, I'm so thankful tonight that God loved us so much, as done been mentioned here two or three different times. But St. John, the 3rd chapter and 16th verse, it says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And you know, that is the love that God had for us. He gave his only begotten Son. And I'm telling you tonight, I praise God right here in verse 10. It said, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." You know, praise God, Jesus, he kept the Father's commandment. You know, praise God, he went to the garden there one time and he prayed. He prayed there and he said, "Lord," he said, "if it be thy will," he said, "let this cup pass from me." But he knowed it wasn't. The Father's will. He said, "Nevertheless, but your will be done." And you know, I'll praise God, Jesus had to go to the cross. He had to love us so much, even while we were yet still sinners. He was willing to die for us, that we could have this life and that we could love. I'll praise God. I tell you, this is a good subject tonight, on the love. You know, Praise God. It takes the love of God to get us through. It takes us the love of God to ever get us on the kingdom, on the straight and narrow path. Praise God. Let's look into verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. You know, praise God. He's looking for us to have the joy of God, and that it can be full. And I'm telling you tonight that we can be have the love of God, and we can be full of joy, and we can be full of peace, we can be full of the glory of God. And you know, verse 12 there, it says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as I was saying there a while ago, I believe Brother John touched on it over there in 1 John over there, about how can they say that they love God, whom they've never seen, and hateth their brother whom he has seen. I want to tell you tonight, the word goes on down through there, and it says that you're a liar. And you know, the liar, they don't love God. They don't have the peace. They don't have the love that they ought to have. But praise God, I'm going to tell you tonight, you can have this love. You can have this joy. That's all unspeakable. Praise God, tonight, if you just turn your life over to him and just ask him to come into your life. Let's look into verse 12. It says, verse 13, this is my commandment, that ye... Oh, 13, I'm sorry. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You know, praise God, when I read this scripture here, I think back a lot of times, about one time, several years ago, I was going into New York City, in there for a revival up into Far Rock Way, and I never had been to New York before, and I heard all kinds of bad talk about the place and how that they would be treated, and how that they was, some of them told me, said I wouldn't even go up there at all, because they said they'll key you up there. And I went on up there anyway, and I prayed before I went. My flesh was kind of like Jesus was there in the garden. He was a praying. He prayed till you sweat, become great drops of blood. Mine didn't come great drops of blood, but I prayed and I cried and I wept before God. I said, Lord, I'm going into this place, and they tell me how bad this place is going to be. And I prayed and I prayed, and I said, Lord, if it comes down to it, I said, if there's any trouble come up, I said, let me have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the presence and the love of you, that I'll be able to ask them, just let everybody else that would go, and let me lay my life down for them. But, you know, God, he went before me. I never had no problems at all. I went in there, and we had a great revival up there, and they told me, the pastor's wife told me after I got up there, said, this is a night, I don't remember which night it was, but she said all the street people come in. I always just went in and sat down with the congregation. But she said tonight, said you might want to go and sit up there on the platform. I said, you don't want to be back here tonight, because all the street people coming in, so they're rough people coming in. I went up there, and I was sitting on the platform, and I was the only one up there, and I was looking back through the congregation. I said to myself, I said, Lord, if you can't take care of me, I'm in the wrong place. I feel odd up here on this platform by myself until the time come for me to get up here and preach. I went back there, and I sat down on that in this congregation, and that night there was street people come in, but they wasn't the one of them. I laid a hand on me. But whenever I give an altar call, I praise God. The love of God moved that night, and he brought three of them into the altar. And they was they'd been on drugs and all kinds of stuff. One of the women, it looked like she just took a knife and just cut her skin out around her face and around her line of her hair, and just looked like he'd stripped it out. But praise God, God set her free, and he saved two others that was with her that night on drugs. And, you know, they come back to the rest of that revival, and I checked on them later on. I got back home, and they were in another church working for the Lord. I'm going to tell you tonight, my friend, if you'll just only turn your life over to the Lord, you can go with the love of God, and the love is what wins the lost souls. The love of God is what will come out through you and will touch them people that's out there in the world. I'll tell you what, we need the love that God had. We need the commandments that God give us. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Oh, praise God, we're supposed to keep the Lord's commandments. We're supposed to go forth delivering this word that we might bring forth fruit. Praise God, if we'll bring forth fruit that will be pleasing unto God, we'll see souls saved. We'll see people sanctified and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We'll see the sick and the lame made whole, because the love of God is what does it. It's not what man does, but it's what the love of God does. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight of this subject of love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to be a friend of Jesus. We've got to be a friend of him. We've got to do whatever he tells us to do. We've got to go wherever he says to go. We've got to talk the way that he says to talk. We've got to look up to him because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that we have a great high proficient. I sit on the right hand side of the Father. I'm making intercession for you and I. All we've got to do is just cry out to him. He will hear us, and he will answer. He will give us the love that he has for us. Praise God. Let's look into verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth, but I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that Jesus has made everything known unto us. If we'll just only do what he tells us to do, if we'll only walk like he tells us to walk. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight of all of this. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 16. Ye have not chose me, but I have chose you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of my Father in my name, of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Praise God. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God. He tells us that we should love one another. You know, the love, if we're really, truly born again of God, we're going to love We're going to love them that curse you. We're going to love them that speak all evil man against you. We're going to love them that hate you. Jesus said even, said before the foundation of the world was ever made, he said they wouldn't hate you because they hated me. I'm going to tell you tonight, praise God, they hated Jesus, and we're no different. Praise God, as Sister Green was saying there a while ago, that Jesus was made just a little lower than angels. But praise God, he thought it not robbery to set himself up equally with God. I'm telling you tonight, we're made just a little lower, praise God, but we've got the love that God has given us. The child of God has got to have love if they want to make heaven their home. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Ephesians, third chapter, and verse 17. And the same and let's see, wait a minute. And came the wait a minute, praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm trying to read in the second chapter. Sorry about that. Let me find it here. 3:17. Okay. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye may, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that we are rooted and grounded in his love. Hallelujah. Look into verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And to now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I appreciate this tonight. Appreciate the word. So, Sister Green, I'll turn it back to you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you, Brother Yearwood, you and Sister Betty and Brother Timothy. We miss you guys, and I'm just so glad to be able to work with you guys and doing this broadcast, and it encourages us so much when you guys call in and help us out like that, and we sure hope we can be a help to you guys as well on Tuesday nights, your broadcast at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Praise the Lord. Reaching the world for Christ. Hallelujah. And would Sister Betty have any prayer requests, Brother Yearwood?
I think she's got some prayer requests here.
Okay.
Like Lloyd Ray said, remember the Martha Pierman family tonight. They're going to bury Sister Martha tomorrow, so remember that family. Wayne McKee is in the hospital, and thanks, he might have had a heart attack, and most of all, he needs God, so remember him. And a little girl named Georgia has scarlet fever. Christy Yearwood, she's on dialysis. She's still up in Park West Hospital, and things ain't looking real good for her, so remember her. She's got three small children. And remember Delmer Queen that had surgery. He's started therapy on his shoulder, so remember him. And remember the pastor's little girl. She's still kind of sick. She's been sick for several weeks with bronchitis. And remember Ronnie Branham and Ronnie Branham's son. Both of them are still sick. Crystal Phillips still has MRSA. She needs a miracle. She's had it 4 or 5 times. Let's remember her. And let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel and all the other places where the Christians are being persecuted. And Renee Johnson, she needs prayer. She's been having headaches for a long time, and she has seizures. Roy and Martha Sexton need healing in their bodies. Remember Brother John's 2 grandsons that have, one has cancer and the other one has a rare disease. And Wanda and Rufus Bivens, they need healing in their body. And a lady by the name of Leanne said that she needs prayer for her and her family. And I think that's all.
That'll be all right there, Sister Green. So just appreciate you giving us the opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We also want to turn in prayer requests for these that are turning them in as we're on the broadcast on Facebook. Sister Billie Jean Neal, she says pray for her daughter-in-law, Alice. Crystal Clark says pray. She has an unspoken request. And Sister Gladys Dittmer, she says Brother John, her children, their needs, her family, our pastors, Israel, Uncle Gary, and Aunt Jo. And also Sister Joanne Gillum said unspoken prayer request. Pastor's wife, Sister Lorna Millett, says please keep her in prayer. She needs a great healing in her body. Pastor Jenna Henderson says pray for her mom. Sister Tanya Green, I desperately need guidance on a situation in my life. I want God's will. Sister Christina Marie says, yes, please, sis, pray. Please remember me and my family as well as an older gentleman from church. His name is Jerry Todd. He had a fall and broke his hip along with an aorta aneurysm and skull fracture, if she remembers correctly. So let's remember Jerry Todd. Also remember Sister Christina and her family. Praise God. Sister Shirley Matney, she says, I am taking several asthma medications, and they are causing her to have voice problems. I love to sing in church, and I haven't been able to for a while. Pray that I can start singing again. Also, family members need prayer. Praise the Lord. And also, we've been turning in prayer requests for my husband's cousin, Keith Green, and Sister Yearwood. She's been turning in prayer requests on their broadcast. They have admitted him to hospice today, and he's not doing well at all. So I believe they said that they think he had a seizure. So keep him in much prayer, and he needs salvation most of all. He needs Jesus. Praise God. And Brother John, do you have a prayer request, brother?
Yes, Green. I have a Robert Chung who has a growth on his spine, And I did want to give a report about Georgia that Yearwood brought out. She has been healed of scarlet fever, so I praise the Lord for that. I do want to pray for I called on the broadcast last night about two of the people. The one is my daughter-in-law. She was able to go home from the hospital, you know, today. The other one, I want to pray for brother Lee and sister Heather McKissick. They are members of our church, but and so just pray and remember them in prayer. Remember Keith Huckabee with bladder cancer. Remember Rod and Cato with throat cancer. Joe Raley with colon cancer, and his mother has rheumatoid arthritis and having problems with lower back there. And also, let's remember, Arlene Parker family, where death has come. Remember that family. Her funeral will be Sunday, and the viewing will be Saturday. And just remember our church and the members of our church, and you know, all across this world. I know everyone is, but I believe for salvation for this broadcast. I'm believing for people to be filled with the Spirit of God. I'm believing that just all across this, the broadcast area, that people will be set free, delivered, and pray for those that we have a just Robin and members of our church. She heads up there tomorrow. She'll be they'll be going to nursing home ministry, and also there'll be a tent ministry in between our services, our Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, and we'll be feeding the homeless and reaching out probably to about 200 people who are involved in drugs and prostitution and stuff in the Griffin area. So be praying for that service also. And so we've got some other things coming up, but just be praying and just listen up. We appreciate the opportunity to be on the broadcast with yours and brother and sister Yearwood's. And we just, you know, we just thank the Lord for the opportunity for that.
Amen. While you just brought something to my memory there, Brother John, there's a brother that his name is Brother Russell Bray, or Russ Bray. He is doing this outreach. They're going door to door, and they're trying to get people that have been hooked on heroin or that is hooked on heroin. They're trying to minister to them and get them set free and delivered. And the churches are all getting involved in this area. I don't know, some of you might have heard of the Solid Rock Church. It is South 75 between Cincinnati and Dayton, and it's a really big church. They have a big statue of Jesus that people can see as they drive by on the interstate. That's the church that I'm talking about. They started this thing, Hope for Heroin or something like that, Hope for Those on Heroin or something. But let's pray for them, for their safety, because they're going into neighborhoods that really, really, really need God to move, for the families and children where their parents are hooked on this heroin. It's really terrible, running rapid in the state of Ohio. I don't know about other states in America, but I know Ohio, there's lots of overdose. We hear about it all the time. So keep that in much prayer. Praise the Lord. Sister Robin, do you have any prayer requests?
I'd like for people to be praying for our church and our members there and all of our families that have lost loved ones. Be praying for them that they would be saved.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Gladys, do you have a prayer request, sis? We're going to pray over these, and then I'll get a song, and then we'll have you obey God, sis.
Okay. I do have a friend in Israel. She lives right there in the midst of all the rockets and the sirens and all of that. And she has a little boy that's there that used to be bullied, but praise be to God. He's gotten out of that school system, so he's being protected. So remember her in your prayers. Her name is Rachel. Just keep my children in your prayers, my son's marriage. God's need do some things, but he's trying to get back in close to God again. I praise God for that because, you know, you speak things into existence and God brings it about, and I'm giving him glory ahead of time that soon, yeah. very soon, I'll hear his voice out of the pulpit, and my daughter also. I know the Lord is sending the Holy Spirit to speak to them as they sleep, and I give him glory for that. Just remember my home. We did have a robbery on our own front yard the other day, so just pray for protection of our household.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. I might have one more here. Let me look and see. Yes, I do. Sister Kim Turner said, please pray that the Lord helps me in two situations. I need him to open doors and lead us and guide us down the path to take. Praise the Lord. Yes, we'll remember that. Praise God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get us a song going, and then we'll have Sister Gladys obey God. Hallelujah. Sister Robin, would you care to lead us in prayer, sis?
Almighty God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that your will would be done on this broadcast tonight, Lord. And all those that don't know you that are out there tonight, God, we ask that you would touch their hearts, that they would invite you into their hearts tonight, Lord. And Father God, we ask for each and every one of those that need a healing in their body tonight, God. We know, God, that you said that by your stripes we're healed. And, Father God, we know that you're the God that's able. And Father God, we know that you're a God that can change situations and circumstances. And, Father God, we believe that you're a God that can deliver people from these drugs and these addictions, God. And Father God, we just want to praise you and to lift you up. And, Father God, we know that your will be done in each and every one of them's life, God. And Father God, we ask tonight, Lord, that you would let people out there that would hear your word, God, that they would feel it in their hearts tonight, Lord. And Father God, we just want to give you all the praise and all the glory for everything that you're going to do, Lord. What you have done is what we know that you're going to do. And Father God, we praise you tonight. And your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The love you have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we appreciate that, sister. Hallelujah. Sister Gladys, I'm going to get this here song, and then we'll have you obey the Lord, sis.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. That song is called The Love of God. It's by the Gaither Vocal Band, I guess it's called, on YouTube. So if you want to hear that again, that's a beautiful song, The Love of God. Praise the Lord. Sister Gladys, obey the Lord, sis.
I want to praise the Lord for being on here. Pray that we quickly get our services back up and running. I sound like I'm in a fishbowl tonight, but you know, I'll give God the glory anyhow. You know, I commend you, Sister Robin. Sometimes you sit back and listen. And I thank God for brothers and sisters in the Lord, because each and every time you listen, I know you learn. And I know I, too, when we're on this broadcast, learn a lot just listening to the other brothers and sisters, and they encourage my heart. You know, sometimes I have to move up in this area. I've got to admit, you know, God said to love your brothers and your sisters. And like Brother John brought it out, if we can't love our brother and sister whom we have seen, how can we ever say that we love a Father who we have never seen before? And I give God the glory for his word is true. It's something I can stand on. It's a firm foundation where I stand on and believe in. I glorify him tonight. I thank you, Sister Brother Green, for allowing me to be on your broadcast. You know, the word is so promising and so awesome, and it's so strong in my heart. You know, as a little girl, don't ever chastise a little child for talking to themselves. And you may laugh, but as a little girl, I would go around talking to myself. And I won't ever say that I wasn't talking to the Lord when I was growing up. I pray that I was, because at one time I heard my voice. When I was laying in the bed, I heard it twice. And I said, huh? Huh? Just like the song did, or little Samuel did, when he was a little boy. But as a little girl, I used to talk to myself, and somebody would say, who are you talking to? And the little friend at that time was named Stephanie Green, believe it or not. I had my little invisible friend had a name. But, you know, I praise God that even though we can't see Jesus in the natural, I can see him in the physical. I know with my spiritual heart, I can feel him. I can just enjoy his presence. I can sit in the midst of his presence and enjoy his love for me. And as I read over the scriptures that I'm about to do, you know, everybody seemed to be focus on that really, really great scripture, John 3:16. There's not a greater scripture for all mankind to hear across the nations. And I'll speak it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, I'm one of those whosoever's, believers in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I praise God that he sent his only begotten Son for me to die on an old cruel cross for me. He paid a debt he didn't know. And I owed a debt I could not pay. In Romans 5:5, I love what it says. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know, when we get lonely sometimes, you know, the best thing we can ever do is grab a Bible. You know, and we can, even though we feel alone in the physical, we don't have to be alone in the spiritual. I praise him for the word of God. I've got my book of Psalms almost up highlighted, because that's what got me through. When my daddy passed away, that's the very thing that helped me get through and give me strength. Romans 8:39, it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I pray I'm not covering scriptures that have already been said, but I know that sometimes people need to hear it more than once. In Jeremiah 3:17, it says, the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I thank my God that he sings over me. He thinks of me. You know, not everybody thinks of you every day, but his thoughts are many toward us, and I thank him for that. I thank him that in my mother's womb, he knew me before I was ever born. You know, Satan tried to kill me before I was even born. You know, there was an epidemic in 64 where the mothers took that medication that calmed down their nausea. But they told my mother that if she gave birth to me, they wanted her to have an abortion. They told her that if she gave birth to me, I may be deaf. And I am that, but God can heal that. I may have been deformed or I may have been born dead. But praise be to God, I'm standing before you just now, and I'm worshiping the Father with you and each of you that are listening tonight. I thank God that he protected me in my mother's womb. He knew me even then, before I even walked the face of the earth, and I give him glory for that tonight. His love was so great for me before I was even born. A much greater love than any man or woman on this face of this earth could ever give me. You know, sometimes our loved ones, our husbands or our wives may fail us. They may not ever mean to, but sometimes they do. But my God will never fail me. You know, I have to give him praise and glory and honor and boast on him again. Yes, I know many people are listening to me, and it's not all about me. But I want to give focus on the God that we're serving and that we're recognizing tonight in this broadcast. I want to shout it out as high as I can. I'd go to the mountaintop if people could hear me, to let them know that if you need healed tonight, cry out to God. He can touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He healed me in my body. Yes, the day before I went for my exam, the last time I went to that doctor, I had symptoms all the way through the time that I had to go to the doctor. But still, I believed. I knew that I could speak that mountain, which I had done so. And he moved that mountain. That doctor did everything he could do to find what was wrong before, but it wasn't there. Praise be to God, his healing power was in that room that day. In Galatians 2:20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, it's not about us that are on this broadcast. It's the Spirit that lives within us that wants to speak out to the world and nations to let them know what we see today and hear on the news about hatred, the one person rising up against the other, and how they want to do away from Israel. God help this nation, and may they remove their hands of support toward Israel. We need to pray for Israel daily, the people that are over there, not just yourself. One of them is my friend, but all of them in general. Those are God's chosen people. We, too, have been grafted in and are God's children. I praise him for that. In 1 John 4:7, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. You know, I said what I said earlier, Mr. Robin, because I know that sometimes people hurt us. And recently, my family's been damaged in a mighty way. But I know that God can reach deep down in my spirit, reach deep down in my heart, and take away every hurt and every pain. And I know that even though we have scars from the illnesses or scars from the people that have hurt us along the way, I know that I can look to God and just say, Jesus, take it all away. And because of the burden people are from me, and the burdens and the sorrows that we shed today, he already suffered on the cross. He said, I got that. I got that little girl. I've got that daughter. And he does. Everything I'm suffering right now and everything my family's going through right now, he's got it. He's got it in the palm of his hands. You know, sometimes as ministers in the will of God, we feel so small, but I've learned over time, little as much in the hand of God. I'm nobody, but in the love of Jesus Christ, my Savior, he can move within me and show others the loving kindness he has for them. It says in Psalm 42:8, it says, Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night his song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life. He is the God of my life. There's only one God. You know, many people cry out to Allah today, but someday, I pray this for even the Muslim people. Yes, they may be the enemies of America, but in God's eyes, he sees them as his own creation. They're creatures that he wants to see go to heaven. He doesn't want to see one Muslim go to hell. I wouldn't wish hell upon any enemy if I ever wished enemy. I would pray for the spirit not to go there. In Psalms 45:7, it says, Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. In Psalm 48:9, it says, We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. You know, I'm learning a lot about how we're chosen to change the atmosphere. When we get on this broadcast, we're supposed to minister from the depths of our hearts the best that we can. The Holy Spirit has to do it. The Holy Ghost, the anointing, breaks the yokes of pain and sorrow. And I praise Him for that. I've got two more scriptures. In Jeremiah 32:18, it says, "Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is His name." And I praise God for who He is. Jeremiah 32:19, "Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. Give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing." I want to do what's right, Sister Joanne. I want to do what the will of the God of God is for me. I don't want to step to the left or step to the right or look to the left or look to the right and get off the track. I want to follow Jesus and keep pushing and pressing to the end of time to reach the prize like Paul did. You know, it doesn't matter who runs the fastest. You know, I'm not into cliques and I'm not into clubs. And I'm sad to say that there are cliques in some churches. But I believe God wants us to only belong to one clique, and that's His heavenly goal, and that's to be in one mind and one accord and be in unity with the Father. We're supposed to be in unity as a family of God. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. Appreciate you, Sister Gladys. We just thank God for your faithfulness and thank God for your, you know, we know you, and praise the Lord, we know that you live it, what you preach, and we thank God for that, you know, you come on here and you share with us what the Lord has given you, and God is love, and that, we're talking tonight about the God of love, and if you want to be a part of the broadcast, it's not too late. We've got some time left. We've got about 33 minutes. We want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. And listen here to this here song, and we hope it blesses you. Hallelujah. praise God. Living, he loved me. Praise the Lord. That's the name of that song. And we just praise God. That's with Brother Tommy Bates' church, Community Family Church in Kentucky. And just if you want to hear that again, it's on YouTube. Praise the Lord. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. We appreciate everybody that's called in and shared the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we want you to take this to heart. Time is winding up. Praise the Lord. We used to sing a song in church, time, time, time. Time is winding up. Praise the Lord. It, you know, time is coming. It's very soon. It's even at the door. Praise the Lord. Jesus is getting ready to come back for his people, for his church. He's a loving God, and he loves you. Right now, he is mixing judgment with mercy. Praise the Lord. When the veil rent from top to bottom, when he died and gave his life on Calvary on that tree, the veil had rent. And that means that you and I could come in to the place of Holy of Holies. We no longer need a priest to go in to the Holy of Holies. We can go there now, you and I that are born again. But to go there, you must be born again. And then pray. Pray till you pray through. That's what we call it. Till you pray through, till you're satisfied that you know that you got a hold of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. There's different manifestations to know that you got a hold of God. Many times the great blessings that I've ever had, praise the Lord, Brother John and Brother Yearwood and Sister Gladys, Sister Robin, is when I've got down and prayed and I started to weep and cry before Jesus, before the Lord. And I felt like I was right in the presence, in the throne room with God. And that's when you know that you broke through, that you prayed through. Praise the Lord. And stay there. If you feel like your prayers are not going any higher than the ceiling, you stay there until you pray through. Praise the Lord. You rebuke any hindrance. Michael the archangel said, Satan, God rebuke thee. Praise the Lord. And we can tell the devil when he tries to hinder us when we pray and we feel like they're not going any higher than the ceiling. We can tell the devil, get back, devil, in the name of Jesus, and give me room. Praise the Lord. There's that time that you get down to pray with God, to God. It's his time and your time to communicate with God. And the devil has to flee. He cannot cross the blood. That your first prayer needs to be that God forgive me of my sins in the name of Jesus. Be my God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn the broadcast now over to my husband, Brother Clint. And I do appreciate him. I thank God for a good Christian home. And I tell you, if you're in a mess tonight, many people have told me down through the years that they wouldn't get saved until they cleaned up their mess. But I tell you, that's the best time to give your heart to God is when you're in a big mess. And there's nothing that you can do and your back is against the wall. The Israelite, the children of Israel, their backs were against the wall when they were come up to the Red Sea and they had no place to go. Praise the Lord, but God made a way. He had Moses stretch forth his hand, praise the Lord, and the sea opened right up and God made a way. If you're in a mess tonight, run to Jesus. Run to him. Praise God. He's a God of love, and that's our subject tonight, the God of love. And here's Brother Clint.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. I thank the Lord again that I'm saved by grace, and thank God that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life and that I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm getting closer every day. And I tell you, time is winding up. Like Sister Joanna said tonight, time is running out for a lot of people. And I tell you, the door of mercy is open tonight, and there is grace in the eyes of the Lord. You can find it tonight, but you find it through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you call upon that wonderful name of Jesus, you can be saved by grace tonight because Jesus paid it all and paid it in full. He left nothing undone, but when he died upon that cross, he said it is finished. And that meant everything that needed to be done to for people to be saved, that they could have eternal life. And Jesus bought it on Calvary. He is life eternal, and he gives us his spirit when we get down to business with him and we call upon him. We call upon him in the name of Jesus. That is the name that God honors today, because that is the name of his son. And God gave him that name, praise God. He said that he would be born and that a maiden would bear a son, and they'd call his name Jesus, and he would save his people from their sins. And he's saving people today. Anyone that will call upon that name in sincerity and seek him with their whole heart and call upon him in truth and walk before him and do his commandments and his will, he will be their God, and he will be their Savior. And I want to read a few scriptures tonight. I thank God that God is a God of love. You know, there's people tonight that are calling on many different names, and they're trying to get hold of God, but there's only one name under heaven, the Bible says there in Acts chapter 4. There is one name under heaven given among men whereby that we might be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. There's none other name. I thank God that when we call upon that name Jesus, then God answers prayer, and God watches over his word to perform it tonight. And I want to read something out of the book of Ephesians. I want to start here in chapter 2, and it says here, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And you know, one time we were lost, one time we were without hope, and we were dead in trespasses and sins, and we had no hope. And I thank God that Jesus came, and he went to that cross to redeem man from their lost state. Praise God. Over there in the book of Romans, it tells us that by one sin, by one transgression, you know, sin entered into this world. And it was by the disobedience of one, and that was Adam in the garden that gave the devil power over the human race. But I thank God today that Jesus has bought back the second Adam. The last Adam was Christ, and he came back, and he went to that cross, and he redeemed us from the fall, praise God. And he has restored to us our position that we can have in God, and we can walk with God just like Adam walked there in the garden and talked with the Father, praise God. And we can get back in right fellowship tonight with God, but it takes repentance. It takes surrender. And it says here, "And you hath he quickened," and that means made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." The prince of the power of the air is the devil. He is the power of the air, and he is the prince of this world. Praise God. But I thank God that Jesus conquered him at Calvary. And it said, "The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." That spirit is still working today in the lives of people that are not born again. And just like Nicodemus, Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And that's what must happen in our life. We must receive the Spirit of God within us, the Spirit of Christ. I want to go on here in verse 3. It says, "The children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." We had a nature in us, and it was always, it was an evil spirit. It was a nature that was not not like God, but it was a nature that was of the evil one, because we were under the power of Satan. We were under that prince and power of the air. But thank God that Jesus sent forth his spirit into our hearts. When we called upon the name of Jesus, the Father sent forth the spirit of Christ into us. And if any man, the Bible says, have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And we're talking about a God of love. How great is the love of God. It was so great that he loved us so much, as a couple of them have said about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, the world was already condemned. The world was already lost. And he came to save the lost. And there were none righteous, no, not one. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I want to read a little more here tonight. Let's see here in verse 4. Okay, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You see, the Bible tells us the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, because it's that nature, that old nature, that makes a person angry. They're given place to the devil many times when that anger rises up within them. And then they begin to strike out, and people, they fight and kill one another, and they have not, the Bible said, because they ask not. In other words, if they would get down to business with God, and they would quit serving sin and serving the devil, and they would give their life to Jesus, turn their life over to him, and begin to be obedient to his voice and obedient to his word, then the nature of Christ would be in them, and the sin would be out the door. Praise God. You know, we're tempted to sin, and the Bible said that Jesus was tempted in all points, yet without sin. And, you know, it's the devil that's trying to tempt you to do things. He's trying to keep you hooked on drugs, and he's trying to keep you fighting with your neighbor or fighting with your wife or your husband. That's that old nature, and that's the way we were. We were the children of wrath, and the Bible said here, even as others. That was the way we was, we were no different than anyone else, and some people try to blame it on their family. They may blame it on their daddy or their mom, or maybe cousin or something. They might try to blame it on nephews and nieces and the whole family being mean and out of whack. But I tell you, it's the devil that puts people out of whack. You know, I was thinking about that man. We're talking about the love of God, because God wants us to have this new nature. He wants to send this new nature into our hearts. Crying, Abba, Father. He wants us to have the Spirit of Christ. You know, Christ, our Savior, did everything that the Father wanted him to do. He spoke the things the Father wanted him to speak. He went to the places the Father wanted him to go to. And he did the miracles and the works that he did. He did because he was in the divine will of God. And he was in that perfect will. The Bible tells us that we can be in that perfect will of God, that there is a acceptable will of God, but there is a perfect will. And I want to be in God's perfect will so that I can see the things that God has said in the Word that we could see. The Word says that God loves us so much, he don't want us to be sick. He don't want us to be troubled and down, but he wants us to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants us to have that joy unspeakable, so much joy. You know, I was working on a job one day, one night, and I was working on a job, and for some reason I started thinking about the love of God, and I got to thinking about how God loves me, and I got to thinking about how he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and I saw it, you know, in a different a way than I'd ever seen it before because the Spirit of God was bringing it to me. And I got so full of the joy of the Lord that I couldn't hardly stand it. I'm not putting it in the right words, but it was unspeakable. It was beyond belief almost. I had so much joy in my whole body and in my spirit. And I just got to thinking how much Jesus loved me, how much God so loved the world. And I tell you, that song that Joanna put on there a while ago about the immeasurable love of Christ and the love of God, and how rich and pure, how wonderful is the love of God. And He loves us so much, we just don't even understand really how much God loves us. But Jesus loved us enough that He went through the things that He went through, and He suffered and died, and He was obedient to the Heavenly Father. He was He did everything that the Father wanted Him to do. Praise God. And He wants to take that wrath and that bitterness out of our life. Praise God. He wants us to have joy. He wants us to have the great love of God. And the Bible talks about it in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. The Bible said without charity, it would do us no good, though we had faith to remove mountains. And that's what I was about to speak about just a few minutes ago, how that He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And He even said that the things that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father. He said, I'll send you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But, He said we could receive this comforter because we're in the world, but not of the world. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God. Wherefore remember that being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. In other words, we weren't part of Israel. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And God had made a promise to the nation of Israel and to the seed of Abraham. And I thank God tonight that I'm a child of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus, because I got in on the blessing because I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. So that makes me tonight one of Abraham's seed, praise God. And so I'm a child of God through faith tonight in Christ, praise God. If you get into the book of Galatians, you can find how that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And he was talking about, Isaac was a miracle child. And thank God tonight, Jesus is the miracle man, praise God. But He's more than a man. He was God manifest in the flesh. The Bible said, a scene of angels preached on in the world and received up into glory. And He is the God that healeth thee. Praise God. And I thank God, that God sent His Son into this world that He might do what He did to bring us salvation. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that God has chosen us, the Bible said over here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him, talking about in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see, we've got to have that great love of God down in our heart, just like I was saying over there in 1 Corinthians 13. It wouldn't make any difference if we could remove mountains. If we have not charity, it profiteth nothing. If we give our body to be burned or destroyed, you know, it would profit us nothing if we do not have charity. And I believe charity tonight, I believe it is connected with the Spirit of Christ. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, I don't believe you can really have the charity that the Bible is talking about, because it's the great love of God that is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And he gave us that love when he saved us at Calvary, and he sent it forth to us. And whosoever will can come, and they can have the great love of Christ down in their soul tonight. Praise God. He said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. See, it was God's will. The Bible tells us that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is long-suffering to us tonight. He does not want people to be lost. He's doing everything he can to get souls into the kingdom of God. You know, I think sometimes people suffer, sometimes long, on their beds of affliction, because God is holding them on. God is keeping them here just a little bit longer sometimes, because he wants them to find this great salvation. He wants them to come to a place where they will repent and accept him as their personal Savior, that they'll surrender their life to him. And sometimes they're on their deathbeds, and maybe they can't do nothing for him, and they've wasted their life with righteous living and things of this world, and they've committed many sins, and they've departed, some of them, from the faith, and they've allowed the devil to pull the wool over their eyes. But God is a long-suffering God. He's not willing. Praise God. I'm going to read here in chapter 3 and verse 9 of 2 Peter. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now I want you to look over here, praise God, verse 13. We know that the Lord is coming someday, and we know that he's long-suffering, not willing that people would be lost, but he wants them to come into this great salvation, to know this love of God, to know that Christ is real and alive, and to know the Spirit of Christ. Thank God we can feel his Spirit. If we live right and talk and walk right and do right, and we keep his commandments, then we know that we can feel his presence. There'll be times in your life you may not feel God, that you might feel like you're not saved. You may get up in the morning and be saved and get up in the morning and not feel the Spirit of God. But I'll tell you, if you'll do what God have you to do, I'll tell you, he will touch your life, and he will bless you. Praise God. But the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. And I tell you, he's waiting today. He's wanting you to give your heart to him. And there is a way, and that way is through Christ. I want to read the 13th verse. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Praise God. So the long-suffering of God is awaiting on you, my friend. God's been waiting on you. If you're listening in tonight and you've never given your heart to Christ, I'm telling you tonight, you need to make yourself an altar somewhere. You need to get down on your knees, begin to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and to tell him to come into your heart, to ask him to come in and take over your life, so that you can get up a new creature in Christ Jesus, so that the old things, the old attitudes and things that's tearing your life up, will be purged out of you. Praise God. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Today, if you will hear his voice, the Bible said, I harden not your heart. Call on him, my friend, today. Give him your life. Praise God. Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. Now thank God for salvation that I called on Jesus one day. He heard my prayer. Praise God. Turn it back to Joanna. Is it all?
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to go out with this song. Remember Brother Yearwood's broadcast on at 6 o'clock on Tuesday nights Eastern Time, Reaching the World for Christ. It's blogtalkradio.com/reachingtheworldforchrist. Praise the Lord. We'll see you next Friday. And thank you for all the callers that called in. And we just appreciate you all. God bless.
God bless y'all.
God bless everybody.
Bye.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
praise the Lord, to come across the song tonight. A little girl singing. She's about 9 years old. It's found on YouTube. Her name is Rima Marvine. M-A-R-V-A-N-N-E. Praise God. See y'all next Friday. Praise the Lord.
Good night.